For the next few weeks, as we mentioned yesterday, we're learning some of the laws of Kaddish, which is what we're up to, and the various Chiyuvim, which also connects itself to davening for the Amud. The Ramah says, we quote at least the beginning of it, Ve'omrim Kaddish Yosom Achar Aleinu, and we said that even if you would walk in and you didn't say Aleinu yet, we said yesterday, you still can say Kaddish. Then he continues and says, Ve'afil in Yosom Be'Vesach Neses, Yomer Oso Mishein Lo Avein, that even in the event, basically what this means is that there's someone who does not normally say Kaddish, and maybe you did 10 years ago, so you can still do so, being that Shein Lo Avein. V'afil Mishesh Lo Avein, Yochel Omro Im Ein Av Imo Makpidin. He says that even in the event that this person does have parents, you could still recite Kaddish, and he says, we'll talk about this in greater detail in a second, if your parents are not makbid, if they are not not particular, then you're allowed to recite the Kaddish, then, even though your parents are still alive. Now the Mishnah Berurah tells us, quoting the words of Lavush, says that the reason why, even though there's no one that actually is saying the Kaddish, and all of a sudden you happen to be in a shul in that they just finished Aleinu, and it's quiet, you hear crickets, question, should you say Kaddish? So we said yes, and the reason is Shahari l'olam srichim l'omer Kaddish achar sh'omer psukim, that after you read psukim, it's always customary that a person could and should say Kaddish there afterwards. And Aleinu, as Lavush explains here, gam ken psukim usrichim Kaddish Acharav, since Aleinu has many psukim in it, therefore it's appropriate there afterwards to recite the Kaddish. And he says, Srichim, that you should. Elish nohagu b'kaddish zeh v'anichul yosem shemes av v'imod. Even though the reality is Kaddish should be recited, the question is, by whom? And therefore it's better, as he explains, that the Kaddish should be said by someone who does not have, whose parents have passed away. Nay, sheish yisomim ketanim, or feel gedolim she'enim yichon liyo shluchei tzibur. These people, some of them may not have the knowledge or ability because of their age, because they're ketanim, to lead the davening. V'lomer Kaddish ubaruchu achar aviv imo. And then he says in parentheses, Shim hayu yochom lispal lifnei amud, if in fact they would be able to, let's say you were a little bit more knowledgeable that you're able to daven, zehu tov yoser mi'amiris Kaddish, greater and more important is leading the davening than the reciting of the Kaddish. So the Kaddish is really said afterwards for the people that don't necessarily have the ability or knowledge to be able to lead the davening. Kfar Yadua Mimasa Rabbi Kiva, we brought down before, about a month ago, in length, the entire story of Rabbi Kiva, which we're not going to get into again, to Elas Hagadol Sheish Lameis Kesheish Ben Omer Kaddish Ubaruchu, that the person who has passed away, the tremendous tikkun for that person's neshama, for the Kaddish to be recited on their behalf. And then he says, "Besof haSimen." At the end of the Simen, it's great in great length. It's brought down in the Bir Halacha, which is one of the primary sources. Discusses Kol Dini Kaddish Bekitzer, discusses all the laws of Kaddish in what's called, found in the within the Sefer Mishneh Berurah, in the Bir Halach, which is very, very long, which a lot of people derive many of the halachos from, which we will as well in the next few weeks, and it's called Mamir Kaddishin. Now, the Mishneh Berurah then discusses what exactly it means by the words of the Ramah, that the only time a person who has parents is allowed to say the Kaddish is in the event that they are not makbid. What if you kind of knew your parents, never asked the question, but you know they're pretty laid-back people. So the Mishnah Berurah says, Dafka kishu mishayir shalo yakpidu al zeh. The only time you're allowed to say such a Kaddish, the Kaddish after Aleinu, is if you know for certain that they are not particular. Umistabra, and it's logical, the whole zeh hu inyan Kaddish yasam, that this is only referring to the Kaddish after Aleinu, in which those people who have lost someone recited. That's the only time it's an issue. But no one should ever stand up and say, you know what, I love daven for the Almud, but I know that there's a bunch of Kaddishes I'm supposed to say. I say a Kaddish after Tachnun, a half Kaddish, and I don't want to say it because my parents are alive. Mr. Bruce says, absolutely not. There's no such logic like that. There's no reason to think that anyone would be makbid, because that's not something, those kaddishes are not said because of a person who is in a velus, who is in mourning. Now the Piskei Tshuvos further continues and tells us the im l'chol ha-mispalin yesh av the aim. What happens in the event that there is not a single person, not only no one is saying Kaddish, but no one ever said Kaddish before either? So what should you do after Elenu? Should you just finish? So some say that Yomer Oso Hashlech Tzibur, that the Chazan, the one who's davening, even though he normally doesn't say Kaddish, he should say it after Elenu. Some hold that even if you didn't ask your parents' permission, but in this event, you'd be allowed to say the Kaddish after Elenu. And the reason for this, as is explained by the Zikaron Yehuda, is that the only time the Ramah says that your parents would maybe be makbid is only in a situation where there are people in that minyan that do not have parents. However, in the event that everyone has parents and no Kaddish is said, and the only reason why you're saying the Kaddish is because there's no one else to say it, then there's no reason to think that they would be makbid in that particular situation. However, l'maisa, there's, according to many people, the minhag olam l'chshosh l'kapedas ha'av aim b'kaddish zeh. We do find that some people are particular. Again, if you would ask the question, it's worthwhile asking such a question. If they're not makbid, then it's not a problem. Now, this is only when it comes to the Kaddish after Elenu. How about the Kaddish d'rabbanan? We'll conclude with this. When it comes to the Kaddish d'rabbanan, l'kuli alma b'chol inyan sarach hashleach tzibur l'omro v'afil yesh lo av aim. It doesn't make a difference. When it comes to the Kaddish d'rabbanan, it doesn't matter. You could still say it, even if you do have parents. The aim is that klal minhag l'hakbid l'haskamas av aim. That's something which you wouldn't even have to ask your parents about. That's not something to be concerned. Kimaseder hatfilhu, because this is already part of the davening. However, however, in the event if there was someone in the shul at that time that does say Kaddish anyway, then we give them the honor of also reciting the Kaddish Rabbanan then as well, which is exactly what we're going to do right now.